Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A new report published in the journal Science Advances predicts that a mega drought is slated to hit the U.S. after 2050. Now, a drought lasts for 3 or so years. A mega drought goes on for 3 to 4 decades. The last one was during the 12th and 13th century. One of the co-authors of the report, Benjamin Cook, research scientist at NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, joins us from New York. And Dr. Cook, you studied tree rings and climate models. What are you seeing?
We're seeing drought events that really eclipse anything that we've seen any time in the past 1,000 years, either over the last 150 years in sort of people's experience, but even as far back as the really dry medieval era.
Well, and since we were not there, what does that mean? And you're predicting this will be in the Southwest and the Great Plains, so no lakes? What does it mean?
Yeah, so we're talking about the Southwest and the Central Plains, and what it really means is starting around 2050, a real strong progressive drying trend that's going to mean drier soils, lower lake levels, reduced stream flow, reduced snow cover, just reduced water resources at large. That's likely to have really strong implications for ecosystems and agriculture in the West.
Right, food supply. Someone said, and it might have been you, imagine the current drought in California going on for 20 years.
Yeah, that's kind of the way to conceptualize these mega droughts, because it can be hard because nobody alive has experienced anything like a mega drought.
Well, do places become unlivable?
That's a good question. I mean, certainly I think it's going to be a challenge in terms of agriculture, because agriculture is by far the dominant human water use in this region.
Yeah. If you lived in California when you were relatively young, would you move?
I lived in California, but
based on what you...
I mean, you know, it's concerning. You know, even in the current drought right now, you know, we're seeing places in California where they're running out of water, and it's certainly going to just get worse. So, you know, I'd probably give it some serious thought. Mm-hmm. Much like if I lived in Miami right now, I'd probably give it some thought about whether or not I'd want to be there with sea level rise in the coming decades.
Or in Boston with 7-8 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Well, look, we hear that droughts can be naturally occurring. Obviously, weather can also be affected by global warming. Your report lists human-induced global warming activity as one of the reasons for this very extreme condition. If that is the case, is this something that can be staved off?
So in our analyses, we actually looked at two different scenarios for the future, a scenario with high greenhouse gas emissions and a lot of warming, and then a more middle-of-the-road scenario, assuming, you know, that we go on a trajectory where we try to limit greenhouse gases. And with the mitigation scenario, the middle-of-the-road scenario, we get less warming and less drying in the western United States. But we still get a lot of drying that eclipses anything that we've dealt with before.
Can we be encouraged by the fact that we obviously, humankind survived the medieval mega drought?
Yeah. You know, even today we have a variety of strategies for dealing with droughts and helping limit their impacts. And so, you know, to me, it's, you know, this is just information that we can hopefully use as we start to move into the future and start to figure out how to adapt the ways that we've dealt with droughts previously into this much drier future.
Benjamin Cook of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, one of the co-authors of the new report that predicts a mega drought will come to the U.S. around 2050 and could last decades. Ben, Dr. Cook, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.